Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Could you imagine having PTSD from Vietnam?
That shit has to suck.
It's such a stark contrast from what America's built up today. Like, when people go out to war, it's still, like, fucked up and shit. But they're looking at computers and, like, bombing weddings and shit. You know? Like, from a comfy little, like, gamer chair. They probably, like, all have a gamer chair in the drone control rooms and
shit. Of
course,
dude.
But, like, back in Vietnam days, there wasn't a relaxing job in war like that. Other than, like, the guy that's kind of like on the walkie-talkies and shit, I guess.
Still not relaxing.
No.
Then you get blown up any second.
Also, Vietnam, you know, they home aloned us good.
Pretty good, yeah. The Viet Cong were a lot like Macaulay Culkin.
Could you imagine like a slapstick comedy much akin to Home Alone, except it was about them laying booby traps for American soldiers?
They do like a sequel to Home Alone where he's like all grown up now, but it's back in the 70s in the Vietnam War.
Here. The fuck was that?
Chris is juggling. I think he's
juggling porcelain bowls. Ryan, can you juggle?
No,
you can't juggle.
I wish I could juggle.
You goofy can you juggle? Motherfucker? You can't fucking juggle.
Can you juggle?
Of course I can juggle.
Are there bears who can juggle?
Yeah, in
like
Russia,
circus bears.
Every Russian or is that, ever.
Or is that? That's good.
Dude, thanks, man. No, I've never seen a bear juggle, but
they can balance the balls on their nose. And they wear those like clown noses sometimes, right?
Man, you're born like as a little bear cub, and your life, like your goal is to hunt and.
You're voiced
do
by
shit.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Wait, did he voice a bear?
And Brother Bear.
That was Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, he wasn't the kid Coda, of course. He was the main character.
Dude, I loved that movie.
Justin and I were looking it up. If there were Native Americans that were voice acting in that movie, it was to a bare minimum.
Hey. To a bear man. Well, have you heard Joaquin Phoenix's name? That sounds pretty Native American. Phoenix? Yeah?
Sun go down, moon rise, eastern bull set aflame the west.
Is that a direct quote from it?
No.
Well, I expected you to come prepared with the direct quote from
okay,
it.
Here's a quote from Brother Bear. These bears crazy.
That's not from the movie.
How do you know? The moose
I've
say
seen
it.
The movie.
The Canadian moose say it.
I saw
they go,
it in theaters.
These bears crazy.
They don't.
With that exact inflection.
These bears crazy. I saw Brother Bear in theaters.
They go, these bears crazy, eh?
Eh?
Because the moose in it are Canadian.
My friend Hamps was, he's from Sweden. He was walking through the woods one night back to his house, and he said he just, like, couldn't see, and he walked straight into a moose, like a massive fucking moose. And he said it like freaked out.
A moose
out
is nothing you want to walk
no,
into.
Dude,
a moose will
massive.
Kill you.
It, like, have you ever seen those videos of
moose kill people?
Of them like running as fast as they can. Like that shit is scary, man.
There's one video that's terrifying of like of an animal you wouldn't really like be like, oh, that's scary. It's that it's like there's this Jeep in Africa and it's going really fast and the person's filming from like behind the Jeep and there's a giraffe just bolting after them. Like it'll like weave through, like come out of the forest and go back in. It's like, Jesus Christ. Have that's you seen that video?
No, that's insane. That's one of those animals you don't think like would attack, but.
Oh, I left my phone behind.
Fuck, dude.
I treated this like a movie.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Because you give movies respect.
Yeah, I do.
Now you're giving Super Mega Cast respect. Respect it deserves. Speaking of which, welcome to episode 138 of our podcast.
We're getting to 150.
We're almost there.
We're all, yeah.
What, like 12 away? 11? I don't know.
Simple math.
Well, but here's the thing. are you counting this episode?
And it still hasn't released yet.
Are you counting?
And it still hasn't been fully recorded.
That's true. That's true.
We're so early on that I wouldn't even count it as an episode of the podcast yet. Not at least it's... If it's... To, what's the smallest, not the smallest time, what's the least amount of time our podcast has been?
I think in like the first 10 episodes, we did one that was like 24 minutes or something.
Did we?
I think so.
That's a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, a podcast can be as long as we want. Like we can record
we can end it right here.
Say this could be the end. So
I wonder if one day we'll have a podcast that's less than 25 minutes.
Well, the last one was pretty close. The last
30
one was
minutes exactly about.
Yeah, let me say, guys, thanks for dealing with the last episode. And we were walking through the Orlando airport.
Some of you, most of y'all were very nice about it. There are select few that did the classic, you know, the classic comment, Matt, where they go, this is your jobs and this is very unprofessional. Like, You guys used to record podcasts in advance before going on vacation. This is stupid. I'm unsubscribing if this happens again.
Sorry.
They're kind of like the person, like, I don't know if they realize it, but those people, at least in my eye, are like the person yelling at, like, a cashier about yeah. about some trouble they had with their fruit. It's like, look, the content's already out. You can get mad about it, of course, but... I mean, this is our, like, this is a business, of course, but Matt and I seem to run the channel the way we want in terms of we allow ourselves breaks, we do, and not to mention that was, I thought it was a little fun, interesting
Oh, I thought it was very fun. I got to enjoy the nice humidity of the Orlando airport, got to see the sights.
Get interrupted multiple times.
Well, that's nothing new.
Yeah.
But
someone
it was fun.
Peeked in the window. Someone with a hat. Looked like a snapback. I have no idea who that would be.
It's probably Aaron, dude. Aaron's been wearing nothing but snapbacks lately.
He wears the snapbacks with, like, the like ears and the tails and shit.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes he wears the ones that have just, like, racial slurs embroidered on them. Because he thinks it's, like, normal, or, like, he thinks it's taking the power away from the words by doing that. But still, dude, if I just see a white guy walking down the street with a racial slur on a snapback, I'm just like, all right, well, that's just racist.
Yeah.
But I mean, more power to him, you know,
he has constantly been wearing the shirt with the face of the Chinese president on it, which is odd.
Yeah. I don't know what message he's actually going for. I don't know if that's like a protest.
I don't know if it's like ironic
or if it's just, I don't even know if he realizes it's the president of China.
What do you want to talk about, buddy? Want to talk about how I saw two superhero movies in one day? Two average superhero movies in one day.
You did?
I did.
What'd you see?
I saw Shazam, which I got.
I heard it was fantastic.
Did you?
I really did. I heard it was like everyone loves it.
It was fun and goofy, but I went to the Arclight and they offer wine. And I was like, I'm gonna enjoy some Chardonnay. And the guy was like, poor. He like mumbled and said poor. I'm like, oh yeah, sure. I didn't realize he said movie poor, which is pretty much. Think of a glass of wine. Now think of a literal glass for wine, and he filled that up. So I fell asleep three times during that movie because I was like so wine tired, drunk.
That's what happened to me when I went to go see The Favorite. I was so drunk when I sat down. I don't remember the first 20 minutes of the movie.
I was just like going in and out. I was like, okay, bad guy, do this. And then I opened my eyes. I'm like, okay, bad guy, doing this now. It's fine.
I get such a Big Bang Theory vibe when I see like the posters for that movie.
It's uh
better than the Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
Still a...
It's pretty easy to
I'd
do.
Say it's still a superhero movie. It still feels like... there's a lot more of a fun vibe to it, like a kid fun vibe.
What was the other one you saw? Captain Marvel?
Yep, Captain Marvel.
How was it?
For me, Captain Marvel was like on par with Thor the Dark World and Ant-Man and the Wasp, where it's like they're inconsequential films.
Thor the Dark World?
That's the third.
I've never even heard of that.
Third or second Thor film? I think it's the second.
Dude, I'm so out of the loop with superhero movies. You see them all.
Yeah, Justin and I are going to go see Endgame when it comes out.
Endgame?
Yeah.
Oh, Avengers?
Yeah.
When is that coming out?
The 26th soon? Or something.
F, dude. Well, wait.
Oh.
You better not be going. We got something special to do.
Not the 25th.
I can't give it away, actually, because people might show up. But afterwards, we will talk about it.
We will talk about
it. We got something special coming up.
And we have a... Well, we have someone very special visiting us, and we thought we'd treat them to a very special night. And you'll get to know more about that special night when this guest arrives. This guest is arriving Wednesday.
Wednesday? I have no idea. I think...
I'm just picking him up from the airport, which is gonna suck. Drinking chicken broth, brother?
Yeah, man. I'm a little
make
broth,
your throat
brother.
Feel nice? Is this how... what is in there?
Chicken broth.
No, it's not.
It's soup broth.
Let me sniff
give it a
it.
Sniff, man. I've been sitting over here drinking some fucking broth right out of the box.
You have been. Is it because you were sick?
Nah, dude. I just wanted to try it. I was at CVS this morning. I saw the fucking boxes of chicken broth, and I was like, "What if I just?" It's like a meal, right?
It's just broth. It's not like
no.
You
it's just
see,
broth.
Like you see the pictures of like chicken and noodles. Because
you
carrots.
Use it to make soup. It's just the base of soup. You can just drink it straight out of the box. It's a health craze, dude. It's a trend.
I mean, you're looking at a gram of protein and only 5 calories, and it's a cup. So, I mean...
It's good, man. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, there are 0% vitamins, 0% iron. There's 13 milligrams of potassium.
Fuck, man.
So, that's cool.
I was reading... Well, I read this thing about it's like, LA's newest health trend, drinking bone broth. And it's like, instead of coffee in the morning, just drink some broth. And I was like, the fuck, like, that can't be good. So I thought I saw it this morning at CVS, thought I'd buy some chicken broth. So now I'm just sitting over here drinking some broth on the podcast.
You want
a sip?
I'm good.
Have some.
You were sick recently.
That's
so
true. I was sick yesterday.
I'm not going
if I had not been sick, would you have some of my broth?
Yeah, of course I'd try some of your broth. Because I used to have those Campbell's sipping soups. Remember when those were a thing? I remember when I was in high school and I got
sick, I'd
request them. It's the soup that you drink out of a cup. Because it looks, the best way I can describe it, think of it's like a cheap plastic looking.
It's almost like a sippy cup.
Coffee. Sippy cup or coffee cup. Like a, you know how the coffee cups have that little sip,
the little lid, the
sip,
lip.
The sip lid.
Yeah.
That's what they have. So
those are big now, at least in California, because I think they got... They made plastic straws.
Well, metal straws are becoming a big thing in California. People are buying their own straws.
Carry it around with you?
Taking
that's
it
too
to,
much effort. Do you
taking
want to carry
it to
around
boba?
A fucking straw? Like, that's God. What, you want me to carry around my own fork and spoon next?
Next, you're going to tell me that I have to fucking stop throwing my trash in the ocean.
I know.
Assholes.
Fucking good job, liberal California.
Listen, okay, buddy? Don't throw trash in the ocean. Do you know how fucking big the ocean is?
The ocean's huge. It's going to be fine if I throw a little trash in there,
you know
okay?
How much of the ocean is unexplored?
A lot.
You know how much of the ocean is explored by our trash? More than what we've explored. So if we put little tracking beacons on our trash and people start throwing it in the ocean, we can then discover more of the ocean.
That's true. Put a little GoPro on my trash, throw it in the ocean.
On my little six pack rings.
You'll see some cool little fish get caught in there.
It's a necklace.
I actually, we should do a video where we go out to the Great Pacific Trash. What is it called? You know about that, right?
The Trash Island?
No. The Great Pacific Trash. Fuck! What is it called?
It's like in the middle of the ocean. It's just a big pile of trash.
But it's massive.
Yeah.
It's like, what is it? Trash Ring? Is it? It's the Great Pacific Trash. No, Postmates, go away. It's popping up telling me to tip my driver. I don't want to tip anybody.
Are you looking up the Trash Ring on Postmates?
Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Let's see. Yeah, it's huge.
Show this to me.
It's just a massive
I think it's what I'm thinking of.
Patch of garbage in the middle of the Pacific
it's like an
Ocean.
Island of garbage.
It's between Hawaii and California. And
they say throwing garbage in the ocean is bad. Here we are creating new civilizations.
Yeah, see that?
Dude, we can send all the poor people to this place.
Wow, 1.6 million square kilometers.
Think of all the homeless people that would now have a home?
Yeah.
On their own little island?
That would actually be so dope, living on like a trash island in the middle of the Pacific. I don't know.
How long can we take this before people start to legitimately think, okay, I thought they were joking, but they're really going on this for a while.
How cool would it be, though? Have your own little trash island, middle of the ocean?
It would smell pretty rancid, unfortunately.
You get used to it. You get used to bad smells. If that's the only thing you're around. Also, you know, you'd have that fresh sea breeze, that fresh sea air rolling in.
You notice how sweaty boys and girls don't notice they smell bad?
Yeah.
Because they're
you get acclimated.
Yeah. Also, a tip for all of you going to a social gathering. Bring some mints or make sure you brush your teeth beforehand. Because even though you can't smell your own breath, everybody else can. So...
Everybody.
Yeah. I carry, personally, some little Listerine, little strips.
You've
just in case
me.
I've had, like, a meal that's garlicky or whatever, and then pop that in.
Pop that in. That shit burns, but in a good way.
Yeah.
You've saved me many times. I'm like, Ryan, can I borrow one of those strips? And you're like, hell yeah, brother. And when I say borrow, I literally mean it, because after I'm done with it, I pull it back off my tongue and give it to you.
Yeah.
What kind of burp was that?
I don't know.
That didn't sound normal.
I needed to get air out
that
somehow.
That sounded like something trying to escape. like you swallowed like a living creature.
Like a centipede?
No. Like a some kind of like mammal. Like a small furry mammal trying to escape from your esophagus.
Sorry, I was drinking the divine waters.
Oh, don't do that, dude.
Sorry.
Don't. You know what happens when you drink that shit.
Yeah, centipedes get in that shit.
I'm gonna start drinking some more broth, dude. I'm becoming a broth head over here. You know what I'm saying, dude?
Dude, are you like, I don't eat well enough. Here, I'm going to start drinking broth to counter that.
Straight out of the fucking box. We need like broth juice boxes, you know?
What's for lunch here on Fridays?
I don't fucking know. I'm just having my broth, dude. Our office, the Super Megaplex, whenever we get it, that fridge is going to be loaded up with broth.
I'm imagining us going like on a camping, like hiking trip. And you're just drinking out of one of those straws. I'm like, oh, dude, I forgot to bring a water bottle. Could I have some of that? You're like, yeah. And I'm like,
it's like spoiled.
It's like warm broth.
It's like warm, spoiled chicken broth in my like water backpack. I just loaded it up. It's like, dude, you brought no water? Ryan, bone broth is healthier than water.
This gives me the energy I need.
Look at
this. To go on this hike.
It's got 0 grams of saturated fat and trans fat. It's got zero cholesterol.
Matt, do we have ad reads for later in this podcast?
We do, yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Just asking. I was mentally preparing myself.
Well, I'm mentally preparing myself for this sip of broth. Oh, that was a big sip of broth right there, brother. And look at this. On the back, it comes with a recipe for one pan cheddar mac. Look, that's crazy, dude. Broth makes it better. Summer rice and grains, saute vegetables, mashed potatoes. Well, wait. What? They say mashed potatoes, not mashed. Is that how it's supposed to be said? Mashed potatoes, not mashed?
It's mashed.
I thought it's mashed. On here
but
it just
says
mash.
But you know, like, blank blank and mash. Mash is like another type of food, I thought.
The fuck is this? College Inn broth. That's the brand I'm drinking if you guys want to...
Mashed
imitate your favorite
you
YouTuber.
Mash them.
Yeah, you mash them, but the potatoes themselves are mashed.
But isn't there like a blank... What's that meal? It's like curds and mash.
Something mash.
No, that's curds
and hash. Sounds
very
British. Like mash, like, oh, you want some mash?
I'm sure all you Britonites will tell us.
Britonites. Speaking of Britonites, I had a fun little night the other night. Went out with Sarah Bonito from Caro Caro Bonito and some friends. Got some drinks, got some food, walked around, a little bit of coffee. Had a good night.
That's
and,
cool.
Yeah, it was super fun. And the night we hung out, you went and you hung out with, what's his face?
George Lopez?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty chill. We went to a really nice sushi place. It's actually really good. I can't remember the name of the place, but it's honestly the best sushi I've had in LA.
How was George?
He had like a bag filled with prescription bottles, and he was just kind of
probably just a prop.
He was tic-tacking them.
It's probably just a prop.
Yeah,
for his show, he was carrying it around.
He's like, I'm in a new movie, and I'm playing a pharmacist, and I said, what's it called? He goes, it's called The Pharmacist. I'm like, oh, cool. So you're playing The Pharmacist and The Pharmacist. What channel is it on? He goes, the pharmacist channel. I'm like, oh, that's very interesting. You're playing the pharmacist in the pharmacist on the pharmacist channel. Then okay, so who else stars in it? Other pharmacists. I'm like, that's cool, George. You're playing the pharmacist on the pharmacist on the pharmacist channel with a bunch of pharmacists. And then I asked him, George, do you have any kids? He goes, yeah, they're pharmacists too.
All right, Ryan. It's like the next 30 minutes of the podcast does not even sound like a word anymore.
Pharmacist?
You think, you know, like
pharmacist?
Pharmacists?
Pharmacist.
It doesn't sound like a word anymore.
Cyst.
I don't like it. Wait a second. You know, like Daniel Day-Lewis, those actors that are really famous for, like, you know, they really take that method having acting serious. What? Not, no, what? I'm talking about having, like, method acting. Like, how they really get into it.
Yeah, where he, like, what was the movie called where they're doing the witch shit? What's that one? Starts with the P. He was in that movie and he built his own fucking little cabin and hunted for his own food and shit.
He did?
Yeah. And when he was President Lincoln, he actually hired some dude to shoot him in the back of the head while he was watching a Tyler Perry movie.
And that actually, that's crazy dedication, because that they had to halt production on that movie for like 2 years while he had to go through reconstructive like surgery and physical therapy and everything. He had to learn how to talk again after
that. It wasn't even for a scene. It was just like to prepare himself for
It's like if takes it seriously.
If Lincoln was shot, how can I portray this man when I haven't been shot in the back of the head?
He takes it really seriously.
While being entertained and laughing my ass off.
I just want to know, like, back to Brokeback Mountain real quick. If he was cast in, like, a remake, do you think Daniel Day-Lewis would hit the trails and have some gay sex? You're just hiking the Appalachian Trail and you run into a dude and when you realize it's Daniel Day-Lewis and he starts coming on to you and he's like, hey, I'm just trying to get in the mood for this role. Will you help me out? Next thing you know, you're getting rammed in the ass by Daniel Day-Lewis, assuming he's a top.
Daniel Day-Lewis be the type of guy that depicts Jesus in a homoerotic Hollywood bastardization of the original story.
More like Daniel Gay-Lewis.
Is that what you were working up to,
buddy? No, but it just clicked when I was talking about that.
Clean linen.
More like... Yeah, John Lennon. I did that one live at Super Mega Live.
You did. Ryan, you also broke your tooth.
I did. I shattered my tooth live on stage.
Right after I puked.
My crown on my tooth shattered into pieces.
Five pieces.
It was miserable the next 2 days until I got it replaced with a permanent crown. Actually, speaking about on tour, basically, we got a little story. Is Vernon here? Maybe we could bring Vernon in for this.
Can you go find Vernon and bring him in?
I'll go bring him in for this. Will you... watch my broth while I'm gone?
Yeah, I'll keep tabs on it.
No, I it's not that I don't trust you, but I will bring it with me just to be safe. I've seen you eyeing it. The whole podcast, I've seen you eyeing my broth.
It looks good. Looks like really good broth. But unfortunately, you are sick, and I do not want to drink after a sick man.
No, broth is sterile.
A sick, feeble man such as yourself...
Feeble.
Would...
Well,
would,
I'm drinking broth to fix that problem.
Would tarnish that broth and infect it with your disease.
No. Broth is sterile.
Broth is sterile.
Broth is sterile.
But you're not.
That means no germs can pass through it.
I doubt it.
Take a high school science class, McGee. Do you know what sterile means?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do you know what bears eat? Fish.
Yeah?
Yeah. How do they get the fish, Matt?
By putting their face in the river?
Sometimes they have to
swim.
Yes.
You're bringing that back. Okay, you're going to get mad at me.
Just want to make sure that we're on the
I
same
know
page.
Bears swim. I was actually thinking about this the other night. I was like, man, I was stupid when I said that because bears do swim.
And horses and elephants.
Okay, yeah.
Well, most animals can swim.
Oh, so I'm getting mad at you, so you just have to bring back an old argument I lost just to rub it in my face.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. At least you're honest about it.
Do you want to go get Vernon now?
Yeah, let me have one
take your broth.
Let me have one more sip of my
disgusting
broth.
Disgusting disease.
It's not. I don't have diseases. I got sick probably from one of you freaks on tour. This guy was like, I'm super sick, and he shakes our hands, and I was like, thanks, dude. Sweet.
Some girl sneezed right into my mouth. I just had to go along with it, but
it was a pretty funny bit.
Yeah. Oh shit, I'm coming. Fuck, that's a lot of cum. gonna need a ladle for all this cum, you know what I'm saying? Nah. I'll just let it dry. I'll get one of those ice scrapers and scrape it off later. Hey, Vernon?
Did you come in here?
Where's Matt?
I don't know.
Oh.
What are you guys doing?
Hey, we're just talking. We're recording the podcast, as you can see with the frames. Right.
Hey,
and I remember there was a story that...
Yeah, I actually have a meeting that I gotta do, but I'm free after that.
Right now?
Yeah, like literally right now.
You have a meeting.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be out in like 45 minutes and then I'll...
Oh, that's fine, Vernon.
It's almost the perfect amount of time that this podcast will be recorded for and ended.
It's weird how we're not like talking like we usually talk as friends, but we're like projecting our voices so we can be heard on a recording device.
Vernon, it's fine.
Have a meeting, I'm sure, buddy.
We'll talk about this next podcast. People are just waiting now. They have to wait another week.
The thumbnail has to do with it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Did you tell...
Dude, like, let me do this meeting. I'll come back.
Vernon, we're not going to be recording the podcast still.
Really?
You can't... Oh, for your best friends?
You got it.
Vernon,
I got broth. You got to block off the time on the calendar. Why are you eating broth?
I'm not
drinking
broth.
Drinking it.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
I gotta go. I love you.
Okay, love you too. I wish you loved us more than business. Sorry.
Yeah, I wish that. Okay.
Food on this goddamn table too.
Love you, Vernon.
It's true. He does put it on the table for us.
Well, looks like that's gonna have to be recorded later.
I guess so.
Where should we just put it in here? Here's a future conversation. Okay, so you're done with your meeting, which you said would be 45 minutes, but only turned out to be about, what, 30?
I want you guys to know how much you matter to me.
Aw.
Which is a lot.
You matter to us. Vernon, hey. Vernon is, like, the single most helpful person when we go on tours. Because whenever something goes wrong,
it's like
you have like a little,
like,
it's like
Jesus.
You do a little Vernon spell, and then all of a sudden it's fixed.
Everything is fixed. Like, he has saved our asses so many times, but... On the last day of tour, we're driving from Georgia to Orlando.
The last show.
Last show.
The biggest show.
The big one. It was like 580 people. It's like, we got to get there. We only had a few hours to get there before load in to load up, you know, set up everything, do a meet and greet, get ready for the show. And we're driving through Tifton, Georgia. And all of a sudden, the van starts.
The story actually starts a couple of weeks before that, if you want me to like really get into it.
Okay, let's go back. Story time with Vernon.
Yeah, so it starts
Wait, hold on. The Great Breakdown. And see how that can be taken two ways. Your breakdown and the breakdown of a vehicle. Great Breakdown.
If you take nothing else away from the story, other than never go to Orlando, Florida, it's just like this. Like, watch the slow deconstruction of a man, like the slow being torn apart piece by piece of a human being. It starts at PAX East. I haven't really been to a convention since Dream Daddy came out. Like, Dream Daddy was like a big thing and had that my own little special mental breakdown for that. And then I was like doing better. Matt just showed me his ball.
It was both balls.
Ooh,
but,
okay. Ooh, buddy.
Saying they're small?
No. Anyway.
Carry on.
So, PAX East, like, I'm finally like, all right, I'm ready to, like, go outside. I'm ready to talk to people. This is going to be great. I do PAX East. Like, we fly out to Boston, and then I find out that I have to tour manage another YouTube group. Directly after that, so I'm going straight from Boston to a show in Boston to New Jersey,
And God's favorite state.
Yeah, New Jersey is an awful place, but it's no Orlando, Florida. And I was like, all right, this is a little stressful. Like, I can deal with stress. Like, I don't know, like, the you guys have, I think, grown up in a similar way where, you know, like, if like you take your emotions, you put them in the bottle, and you put the bottle on the shelf, right?
Of course,
like,
of course.
Yeah, and then you just deal with that later.
You wait for someone to break in and break all the bottles.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, like, as I get older, I just realize that, like, the time between me putting the bottle on the shelf and the bottle falling off the shelf, it's just, like, it's the time has gotten, like, shorter. Right, like, because I used to be able to like just put that shit away for years, and
well,
then I'm like,
we're getting older, time goes by fast.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, I get one day back in Los Angeles. Like, I fly back to Los Angeles. I get one day to hang out with my girlfriend and my cat, and then immediately I fly back out to South Carolina to do the tour with you guys.
Yay!
Hell yeah!
Which is great. I had a really, really fun time, except for the story about I'm about to tell you.
Of course.
We hang out in South Carolina for a bit. I think I'm taking it easy, and then we do like the tour thing, right? Like,
yeah.
So like the tour thing is it's like, you guys know, it's tough. Like, you,
it's super tough. It's exhausting.
You drive at night. You sleep for a couple hours in like a hotel. You wake up in the morning. You drive some more. You do the show, right?
Yeah.
And as tour manager, yeah, like it's just like, if it doesn't fall on anyone else, it falls on you, right? Like, mm-hmm. like we leave a show, we book a hotel somewhere in the middle, and then, you know, we just drive, and then we wake up and we drive some more. It's not an easy life, because I'm sure you guys know, but like, it's fun,
it's
and
stressful.
It's
exhausting.
Fulfilling.
It's nice to explore the cities when you can, but most of the time we don't have enough time to go and walk around the cities that we're visiting.
Right, absolutely.
We got to see Nashville a good bit, so that
yeah, Nashville
nice.
Is cool as hell.
I like Nashville.
But yeah, like, just, it's cool in the fact that you're always on a schedule, right? Like, you always have something to look forward to. Like, your mind's like, all right, I just did this, now I got to do this.
Yeah.
And then you do that, and then you're like, all right, what's the next thing? And it's like, even like going to sleep is part of a schedule.
Yeah,
so like,
totally.
It's very, very regimented. The night we do Atlanta, right? Like, it's a 7-hour drive to Orlando. So what you do as a tour manager, you're like, all right, I'm going to book somewhere like 3 hours away. And then we're going to stay there, and then we're going to like just drive the easy 4 hours the next day. So I book a place in like
Tifton, Georgia.
And like,
I do it down in Tifton.
I'm talking to the production manager. Super, super cool guy at Atlanta. I think his name was Charles.
Love you, Charles.
Yeah, Charles,
you,
Charles is great. So I'm talking to him afterwards, and he's like, oh, where are you guys driving tonight? I'm just giving him an accent. Like, he didn't really have an accent, but like,
Charles sounds like a little better.
Yeah, Charles has a bit of a drawl.
Give it a bit of an accent.
So I'm like, we're gonna drive towards Orlando. Like, we're probably gonna have to stop off somewhere racist in between and then like drive the rest of it. And he's like, what, Tifton? I was like, shit, I already booked a hotel there.
And it was quite the place, man.
Yeah, well, like, Tifton, like, for as much as like Charles talked it up, like, Tifton was fine. We stayed at a Holiday Inn there, like, we slept, and we woke up.
Not to mention every pit stop had some sort of Confederate flag memorabilia for sale.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever heard of something called Heritage Not Hate, Ryan?
Mm. Just good old Southern boys.
Boys
do what boys do.
So, like, we wake up in the morning. I honestly didn't realize, like, how much had been taken out of me at this point, just, like, being on the road for 3 weeks.
And it's, like, the last show. It's like
last show,
it's like,
we're
ready
just
to
do,
get
just
done.
Do the last one. We just got to make the 4 hours, 5 hours, or whatever, to Orlando, Georgia. My least favorite place on earth. Quick aside, I despise Orlando, Florida. And every time I leave Orlando, I say, I will never go to Orlando again. If I never go to Orlando again, I will die happy. And invariably, 3 months later, I find myself in Orlando,
Georgia.
It's
like
Georgia.
Some sick joke that Brent pulls on you, where he's like, let's send him to Orlando.
No, it's...
It's a Mormon's paradise.
But, like, okay, up until this point, like, my problem with Orlando was, like, oh, it's really hot and there's nothing to do. That was the extent of my like of how much I despised Orlando. I was like, oh, like what I do whenever I go to a new city is I Google like the name of the city and then hipster neighborhood because like look at me, like I have tattoos on my arms and I collect vinyl records, like I know what I am, and like I just want to like find nice coffee, like have a beer, like
you
pet,
plug in, yeah.
yeah totally.
The Orlando hipster scene,
yeah, it's not there, man. It's just not there.
No, it's old people and people that love Disney World.
And the only thing that would make it better for me would be if I saw an alligator. And to this day, for the like 4 or 5 times that I've been like forced against my will to go to Orlando
at gunpoint, Brent's like, "You motherfucker, you're going to Florida."
I'm like, at least I get to see an alligator. And like, you're talking to the Uber drivers and they're like, "Oh yeah, they're just on the side of the road over there." And it's like, I've never seen one. I've looked.
Go play in a puddle.
Brandon, you just need to go swimming in Orlando. Just find a random pond. There's a million ponds in Lake.
Yeah, as soon as you're not trying to look for it, it's like a watch pot that never boils, right? Yeah, like, as soon as you're not looking for an alligator, like, you just find one.
And then your arm is down its throat, and you got to figure out what to do next.
You got to make it gag. So, go flipping, flopping in that shit. Anyways,
so we're in Tifton, Georgia. We stop off at a gas station before we start the ride. We fill up the Sprinter van, and we start driving. And then the engine starts puttering. Harrison's driving at the time. I was so excited to just like sleep on the way to Orlando, because like I barely got any sleep last night.
Can just sleep on the road.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person. Like, I'm just gonna like sit in the car and just like conk out while Harrison, a very good driver, drives us to Orlando.
Yes.
And then the engine starts puttering. He's like, "Hey man, I can't bring it above 65." I'm like, "Well, that's a problem. Pull it over and let's figure that out." So we pull over the van. I try to start the car. It doesn't work. I'm like, "Well, shit." I tried a couple more times. It finally starts, and we start driving down the road. And I'm like, "All right, Harrison, this isn't getting better. I'm gonna need you to like find a mechanic, like find the closest mechanic." And he finds one in Tifton, Georgia. And again, Tifton, Georgia is like a one horse town, man. Yeah. Like it is. It's a college town, but like there's not
it's
a lot
college
going.
College town?
Yeah. It is, weirdly.
What college is there?
I don't know.
What?
Tifton University.
But yeah, so it's like, it's a very one horse town, but it's like it's a college town. So there are some amenities. So like, Harrison is able to find the one mechanic shop
that's down open. Like real out in the country.
Yeah.
Like off the highway, like way down in the country. I would across from the Southern Pride store.
Yeah. I would describe it as Deliverance-y, right?
Yes. Like, yes.
So like we end up at the mechanic shop. The guy's super cool. He's like, "I can't figure out what's wrong, but there's the only rental car place that's open down the road and I can drive you guys to it." And he's like, "It closes at 12. And I'm like, "All right," because it's Tifton, Georgia. We find an Enterprise rental car. And like I want to say the anxiety level's at 3 right now. Like, it hasn't even begun. Right. Yeah. So I'm like, "All right, I got to get these guys to the show. Like, no matter what, we got to get them to the Orlando show." So we go to the Enterprise rental car. I rent you guys a minivan or
just
something,
a regular
right?
minivan, which we had to cram some boxes.
Oh yeah, dude. So I stick you guys in the minivan, and I send Matt, Ryan, Harrison, and Jackson just on the minivan towards Orlando. So it's just like me and a broken down Sprinter bus.
Pushed us off out of the nest. We're on our own.
Yeah, and this entire time I've been training up Harrison to take my job. It's like, "All right, this is how you tour manage. This is how you set everything up." So it's very like poetic. Like, "Go, son." It's like,
yeah, you
this
have to
is,
push him out of the nest. Yeah. For the final show.
It's like in Superman when the dad dies in a tornado and he's like, "Be good."
Yeah.
And he flies away. Superman can't save him because then people would know he's Superman.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm stuck in Tifton, Georgia, right? I'm like, again, this is off the side of the interstate. It is like me.
It's like the woods, pretty much.
Yeah,
I was dying, dude. My allergies.
Oh
were,
yeah,
you saw me, Ryan. I had snot dripping down my face.
Yeah, you shot it out of your nose at one point and just left it there.
I had no tissues. I had to get that out.
It was the mechanic, the Southern Pride store, like a 99-cent food mart, and then a gas station. So I'm just like there chain smoking cigarettes on the side. Like, this surprise, this tour got me into smoking cigarettes again. I'm working on quitting.
Believe in you, buddy.
Thank
we
you, man.
You.
Don't listen to this, mom and dad. I'm there. I'm just like waiting for 2.5 hours. Like, I'm on the phone with the van rental place, and they're like, "All right, like, I'm trying to find you a tow truck, man. Like, and I'm trying to find you like a Mercedes dealership to drop this thing off at." I get a call like 30 minutes later, and he's like, "All right, I'm still looking. Just hang out." So I fall asleep in the shuttle van for a while. Wake up like
hot.
It was awful.
It was so fucking hot.
It was miserable.
Georgia, one of those nice Georgia afternoons.
Oh yeah, man.
Shit's
and
hot.
Like I live in Los Angeles, man. I'm used to heat, but like I'm used to dry heat.
Not the humidity.
So it was just like
the pollen.
I don't know. Just like like it's like breathing through a wet rag, right? Like
yes,
it's just it's that bad, and like the sweat doesn't leave your.
It's like a sauna you can't escape.
Exactly. So I'm waiting there. Like I've been waiting for 2.5 hours at this point. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go find some food. The Southern Pride store. No one was in it. I walked in and I was like, hello. Is anyone here? And like I see their menu of like really good looking barbecue items, and like just no one's there, and I'm just like walking around like, have I died?
That's where you got the Confederate flag shirt. Okay, I was wondering. He's been wearing that a lot. It looks
yeah.
Good.
Oh yeah, all the time. All. So, I love you guys so much, man. It was so Thanks, good man. Hanging out with you guys.
It was great having you on tour.
Back to my mental breakdown.
Did anyone appear?
Yeah, so no, they didn't. So I just went to the 99-cent food mart and I bought, like, this is probably the saddest part of the story. I bought a bunch of beef jerky sticks, a bag of chips, like,
or like
Oberto. Like,
Oberto, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
A bag of chips and a Dr. Pepper. I'm like, this is the saddest thing I could possibly do right now. And I walk outside and then the tow truck is there. And like working the tow truck is this like big dude, this big Georgia dude, like
was he a good old dirty orange. Boy?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like I want the story to be just nothing but tragedy striking me this entire time. Cause I think that's hilarious. But Brian, the tow truck driver, dope as hell. I thought I was gonna like I was like all right well I'm about to get like two and a half hour lecture on Trump all the way to Tallahassee, Florida, which is the only Mercedes dealership that they could find.
Matt, you had a question about I think a question you wanted to ask probably goes well in this.
Yeah, this is a good part for that question. You mentioned a lot that day. You were like, man, if push comes to shove, I will suck some dick to get.
Yeah, out. Yeah, there was. There was more than one.
You suck Brian's cock.
If we would have okay, look,
he didn't say no. Like, he didn't say
look,
no.
We haven't gotten to like the desperation part of the story
okay,
yet,
let's
and
keep it going.
And like,
you don't need to be desperate
me.
To suck dick, Vernon.
Oh no, absolutely. I totally understand and am supportive of that.
Brian helped you out, and you were just very thankful and wanted to thank him in terms of something that wasn't a monetary
God, I love
dip
you guys
into
so much.
Your financial records. Then. That's all
keep going though. Keep
so,
going.
Okay. Yeah. So we drive like the two and a half hours to Tallahassee, Florida. Brian is super cool. We spend the entire time like just like talking. He's telling me about his kids. Like he tells me that like this weekend they're having the Florida towing truck convention in Florida. And I heard that. I was like, there's no way. That's hilarious. There's no way this is ever going to come up in the story later on. There's absolutely no way that this doesn't like come back as a bit. Right. He's super cool. He's like, all right, we'll drop this off, and then I'll drop you off at the Tallahassee International Airport, which is where the only rental cars are in Tallahassee. So he drops me off there. I get there, and there are no rental cars. Like, they're like completely sold out of rental cars. And this is the moment where I was like, so
people just want to get the hell out of Tallahassee.
To the tow truck convention. To the tow truck convention that I was like, oh, that's a hilarious little bit to the story. There's no way this is going to affect me later. But there were no rental cars in Tallahassee, Florida. This is where the desperation hits. This is where, like, I'm, like, literally walking from...
Vernon's, like, putting on
rental car. Yeah, going from rental car place to rental car place, being like, there's no other rental car places open except for this line of, like, rental car places in the Tallahassee International Airport. And just asking politely, like, hey, man, do you have any cars? And each one of them were like, nope, try budget. And then you go to budget and they're like, nope, try enterprise. And it's demoralizing. And then what really got me was that there was one lady who like saw that I was looking all sad. And she's like, come here. Like, how can I help you? And I explained the problem to her. And she's like, give me a second. And then she walks away and never comes back. So,
oh man,
it was about this point.
That was
like,
God like testing you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Because like you guys had already started setting up the show, and I'm like, it's like a 4-hour drive from Tallahassee to
yeah,
Orlando.
You weren't making it at this
point. You made it like about 30 minutes after the show concluded.
Oh, totally. Yeah. So I got there, but like, this is the point where I was like, I don't care what I have to suck to get in the rental car. Like I will do anything for a rental car. And if somebody behind the desk had been like anything, I would like legitimately.
So the moment we find out, like, Vernon legitimately sucked, like, three dudes' dicks that day.
And each time they're just like, sorry, I can't help you. Thanks, man.
My buddy might be able to help you, though. And Vernon's like, please.
No, but like, so there was another guy, gentleman who worked at Alamo. He like I was just like standing in the airport, just like pouting like a little baby. And he saw me. And he's like, hey, man, how can I help you? And I tell him the very real sob story of like how I ended up in Tallahassee, Florida. And I'm like, I was like, please, I'm from Los Angeles. I'm so scared out here. Please help me, dude. And to his credit, he rents me a Dodge Caravan, which I take back to the Mercedes dealership, fill up with all of the merch that we didn't have, and then drive to Orlando. And I spend the next 4 hours like in angry silence. I went to McDonald's and I bought a medium chocolate milkshake, which is about as wild as I get.
Good.
Yeah.
And you were blasting that AC the whole way out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
This was a victorious chariot ride to the destination.
Well, like I was giving people like calls like the entire way, just trying to explain the situation, just trying to process this situation. Like, I don't know, the way I process trauma is that I turn it into a bit that I tell people, right? Like a stand-up comedy bit. So this is where I am right now.
We're glad we could help you process.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, I gotta say, we turned the night around because after the show, we hit up what Orlando has to offer.
TGI Fridays.
Had some flaming...
Got a flaming Mai Tai.
Yeah, we each got flaming Mai Tai.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking great. It was fantastic.
So, okay. So, I make it to the show. It turns out you guys had turned that into a bit. And then, like, after the show, there's, like, a bunch of people lined up to take a picture with you guys, like, backstage or whatever. I pull up in my 2016 Dodge Caravan. And then everybody in the line turns and they're like, Vernon, you made it!
Pull up in that whip. People were excited.
Like, yeah, that was actually a really nice homecoming.
They weren't lying. Like, he actually wasn't at the show.
Yeah.
But the show went great. We were able to set everything up ourselves, so...
Oh, awesome.
Don't worry.
And I'm really, really glad for that. On the way to Tallahassee, Florida with Brian, who, again, is an awesome dude. I promised him I'd write a Google review for him. He was like, oh, so what happened? And I was telling him the story of, like, I swear to God, like, I hit the diesel button for the Sprinter. Like, I put the green handle in. Like, I just stared at that, like, center console, like, made sure that I hit diesel because, like, that shit is, I don't know, like, you get that hammered into your head. You're just like, this is only diesel. So I was like, I swear to God, I hit diesel. I swear to God, I use the green handle. And then Brian was like, what gas station were you at? And I was like, oh, the BP up the road in Tipton. He's like, oh, yeah, that's the only gas station in the country where the green handle means unleaded gasoline and the black handle means diesel.
Awesome.
Just the crisis of faith that I experienced in that moment was like, I swear to God, I hit the button. Like, I swear to God. And then hearing that from Brian really just like primed me. Like that went like that brought the anxiety from like a 3, like, hey, like this is, you know, like because I feel very proud. Like, you know, like in the moment, like I can maintain a level head. I can get you guys to the show. But like once like the danger is over, you're like, all right, let's process this trauma. So that sucked, but we got you guys to the show. We did the show. We flew home the next day.
TGI Fridays.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We tried to go into Hooters and
we did try to go to Hooters, but they were closed.
We all fucking passed out on that plane ride home.
Oh my
woke
God.
Up and yeah. got to take like a 40-minute Uber ride home.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. To finally see our pets. You got to see Michael. You got to see Banana, and I got to see Lego.
Oh, it was great. The story weirdly, like the story's still ongoing. Strangely, because like
is
you
Brian texting you.
No. You put your emotions in the bottle. You put the bottle on the shelf, and then you deal with it whenever that bottle breaks. Right.
Of course.
So it's like the first thing I did when I got back, I was like, I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to buy a bong for some reason.
Okay.
So, I go with Layton. Like Layton and I have this, like this running thing where we like, we'll smoke weed and watch a horror movie.
Yeah.
And it's great. Like we watched Misery and I was like, you know, Layton, I'm 30 years old. I should own a bong.
This is your first bong?
This is my first bong.
Fuck. Making me feel bad.
So it's less than 20.
It's definitely less than 20, but more than 2.
Somewhere between 2 and 20 bongs. I won't say how many, but it's definitely less than 20.
And more.
So, yeah, so I like, we get the bong. I spend over $100 on it because I'm like, oh yeah, thanks. Like if
you
I'm
to treat yourself.
Yeah, if I'm buying it, I'm buying it for life. Like I'm buying quality. I'm buying American made quality.
Good German glass.
It had no. It was made in California.
Okay.
It had percolators on it. I didn't know what those were, but apparently they get you higher.
Percolators will help, and also if you have ice catchers. Ice catchers are my favorite thing.
Oh, nice.
Also, if you just lace it with a little PCP, cocaine, something else, a little fentanyl. Yeah.
Here's a tip, everyone. Dump out the water that you have. Put that baby in a freezer for about 30 minutes. Take it out. Fill it up with some ice water.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's a nice, cool experience. Put that motherfucker... That's made out of glass in a freezer. It's beautiful because glass, it's not, you know how people do that for beer glasses? Like, yeah. Put beer glasses
same
in
thing.
Do it with a bong.
So,
tip.
Smoke weed, watch a horror movie late, and like we live next door to each other. So I walk her back to her place. And then as soon as I'm alone, just immediately, I didn't know it at the time, but I just panic attack.
Oh,
like,
shit.
It's just like, oh, great. I'm processing the trauma of, like, Orlando right now. So I get home. Like, I'm shaking. I try to watch, like, YouTube videos. And I was like...
Try to watch some Super Mega, dude.
Yeah. You
know? Try to watch some like, to help.
You guys say that, but I watch your guys' content because it's, like... it's one, it's super funny, and two, it's, like, getting to, like, hang out with you guys.
That's too nice, man.
No, seriously, you guys are funny. Like,
thank you, man.
And thank you for having me on this. And sorry if the story's going long.
No, dude, it's totally fine. The last podcast was only 30 minutes, so people will be very happy that... That the Orlando airport one was very short. So people be very happy that we have a longer one this week.
Oh, yeah, totally. But yeah, so like just have a total panic attack. I didn't know it was like I've never really had a panic attack in my life before. Like I've been anxious. Yeah, they're fucking awful. Like I'm
luckily never had one yet.
Yeah. I don't know. Like you boys might know about this. Like you grew up in religious situations. Like whenever people tell me about panic attacks, it's like they're like, I'm convinced that I'm gonna die right now.
It feels like the best thing I could say was when I had mine, it felt like what a heart attack would feel like. And then I went to a cardiologist and they go, it's either a panic attack or heart arrhythmia. We can't tell unless, you know, you're hooked up to the machine at the same time you're having one of these. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Jesus Christ.
So either a panic attack or heart arrhythmia. Hope it's not heart arrhythmia.
Hope not. My
family does have a history of heart problems.
But like because it didn't necessarily like feel like I was going to die in that moment. It felt like I was stuck in an inescapable hell. Like that, like which I'm pretty sure
mixed with Orlando.
Yeah, which I think is like a religious thing. Like I grew up very Catholic and just like. Like, I was like, I'm stuck like this. Like, I'm always going to be this stressed out. What's that Onion article? Like, everyone knows you're high and you're going to be this high forever.
Did the weed, like, bring it on, kind of, you think?
I think so, yeah. And then,
there's been times where, like, I have smoked weed and then all of a sudden my anxiety just explodes. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, I don't want to be high. Oh, it's oh my God. Oh, yeah. And it's like spiral down.
And then I woke up in the morning, I was feeling okay. And then I got to work here at Game Grumps and then like just set off again. And I was I just got to leave. I took my first mental health day in my entire life yesterday. That sucked too because I was like, all right, I don't have any plan. Because, like, you know, like when you do the regimented, like we're on tour, like even going to sleep is a part of the schedule where you wake up at a certain time. Like, I was like, all right, I have no schedule today. And then immediately, like, it was just like a different panic attack, but just like, I'm so bored. Like, I know that one.
The anxiety of like when I work a ton and then I have like a day free and I'm like, I just anxious. I'm like, what do I do? Like, I should be doing something.
Absolutely. And so that was yesterday. I woke up this morning. I'm feeling better. Understanding that, like, of my... Because, like, okay, like, I'm sure you guys take pride in this as well, but, like, I take pride in how much work I can do.
Oh, yeah.
Like I take pride in the fact that, like, I can get work done and I can be relied upon and I can maintain a level head in stressful situations. And, like, the scariest thing to me would be to not have that anymore. Yeah. And to be like so anxious as I was yesterday, like can I not do hard work anymore? Like, can I not maintain the level of professionalism that like I've grown very proud of? I think that was a lot to deal with. But this morning I'm feeling better, and I think that it's just like a process of just like, you know, like when
letting it out.
Yeah, when you're stressed out, you deal with it later. Like, yeah. And that's the thing is just like this is me dealing with like how fucking stressful Orlando was, and like just like the realization that like this was a problem that was both caused and solved by myself, right?
It's a journey, dude.
Yeah.
Climbing through it.
But Vernon, thank you for going through mental health. Sorry if that was long. Tour. This is what Super Mega Tour is, baby. Causing people panic attacks.
We make Vernon have a mental breakdown. Vernon, we prom. You know what we should do? Exposure therapy. Let's book a fucking trip next week to Orlando. Let's go to Orlando. And let's just have a fun time. We'll go to that Hooters. God. We'll go to TJ Fridays again.
Like old days. Well,
you could see a gator.
Oh wait, can we tell the story about Angela White?
Oh, yeah. You mean not Angela White?
Not Angela White, because we went to TGI Fridays and there was a lady like sitting right next to us, all alone, just looking at her phone. And I keep like looking over at her and was like, "Is that porn star Angela White?"
And you're a big fan of Angela.
Huge fan.
Vernon was like, "Is that Angela White?"
And everybody looked at her and they were like, "Wait, yeah, that's Angela White."
You showed me a picture and I was like, it looked like her.
I was certain. Mm. I was pretty certain.
She was sitting there by herself.
Yeah, and a waiter came up to her and he gave her a fist bump and was like, "Oh, that's what you do when like you know Angela White is the thing." So she gets up and walks away immediately, as if she got stood up by a date, and we were racking our brains.
I really feel like that lady did get stood up somehow.
Yeah, was it something we said? Were we talking too loud about
she was listening
porn
to her
star?
Conversation
like 2018, 2019, uh-huh. Best actress, according to the AVNs, Angela White.
The AVGNs, yeah.
Yeah, AVGNs. Wait, AVGNs? AVGNs, yeah.
Dylan Harper ever win?
I don't know.
She deserves it.
Yeah, she's a firecracker. Anyway, we're getting up to leave, and I go up to the waiter. As we're leaving, I'm like, "Hey, dude, was that Angela White?" And he's like, "Oh, no." And then he looks at my face for a little bit. He's like, "Wait, do you do YouTube?"
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, "Ah, shit. Fuck. I just asked you about a porn star."
That guy was but he knew too, bro. And he was like, "No." Like he wasn't. He was like, "No, it wasn't. I asked her. No."
But it turns out we follow each other on Instagram now because he's an amateur MMA fighter, and he has the plans to go pro next year. And I was just really proud of him, and he recognized you too, Matt. He's like, "Oh man," and he was like, "Oh Vernon, you haven't posted on social media." And I was like, "That's a deep cut, and it's weird that you know that." But I'm like
standing there with my arms out, smiling, waiting for him to recognize me, and then he was like, "You driving? Are you the driver?
You just take a seat over there. I'll serve you in a second, sir."
Yeah. So what? All this to say is that I don't want to say that I had a bad time on tour because I had a fucking amazing time.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Well, no, I love hanging
Next
out with
time,
you guys.
Vernon, you're going to Orlando by yourself, buddy.
Yeah.
Your friends won't be there.
No, I really loved being on tour with you guys.
Oh, it was such a blast, man.
And for whatever stressful bit it was, I'm so honored to get to share this stuff with you, right?
Thank you, buddy, because
I recognize how rare that is to get to tour the country with your friends. And
I know.
Just
down
do weird
in the
things.
South.
And I know you probably won't be doing any more with us because, bigger things are
never
calling.
Never say never, baby.
And,
never say never.
Love to
be honest, Daddy, you need a break.
Daddy needs to pay rent.
That's true. But you do need a break.
I do. I'm taking a break. I have 2 weeks off before I have to fly to Berlin. So,
and then after that, if you want to come to the Northeast with us, feel free. But
yeah,
no
buddy.
Pressure. We'll probably.
Maybe I'll just fly to Brooklyn and hang out with you guys.
Okay. Dude, please. That actually would be dope.
Yeah.
Just come get some drinks, hang out in New York City.
Thank you for sharing this marvelous tale.
Oh, thanks for having me. I hope that. And there's
Is
his.
That what it was?
Vernon's mental breakdown.
It's like a boiled egg.
The breakdown has to go both ways of the breakdown of his mental breakdown
and the van.
So it's called Vernon's Big Breakdown.
Vernon's Big Breakdown.
Or Vernon's Great Breakdown.
I'll take that. But I don't know, man. Thanks for having me on this. I hope that was a funny story.
Dude, we haven't had
least.
Vernon on episode 5, I believe.
Yeah.
This is episode 138. So,
dude, whenever you guys want me on, please, this is fun.
Next time you're on, you told your Orlando story. You got to tell your Sacramento story next.
Oh, Sacramento can go to hell.
We got to. Okay, wait. Sacramento or Orlando? If you got to choose one.
Orlando was the worst one.
Okay.
But I will say that I try my hardest to look, just to preface the story, the three times I've been in Sacramento, the four times, three out of those four times or two out of those three times, someone has walked in on me pooping. Involuntarily.
That's dramatic. That's
Yeah.
Well, we want to have you on again soon to tell.
I'll tell
the
Sacramento story whenever you guys.
We need
want.
Vernon Sacramento story. Yes. That's a good one.
Y'all keep that in mind. Hear that, fans?
Remember that, okay?
Tweet @SuperMega, #SacramentoStory, and then #
Boycott Vernon.
Boycott Vernon. Oh yeah, I would love to. I would love to see that right now.
Boycott Vernon while he was pooping in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Walked in and saw
or,
you pooping.
Or what about pooping. Like I don't know. Hashtag Vernon support Vernon. Squad. I don't know.
Hashtag hashtag Vernon is epic. How about that?
Yeah, I'll take
hashtag
that.
Hashtag epic Vernon.
And then you have to put like you have to put the prey emoji and then the
oh yeah
the you have to put the angel emoji. And then a crying face. Then a cry laughing face. And that's what you have to send Vernon.
Cool. That's what he needs.
Okay.
All right, guys, Vernon, I love you guys so much.
We love you, buddy. Great. You're the sweetest. Now let's get back to the part of the podcast where this story hasn't been told
okay,
yet.
Okay, I'll say the magic words. Shazam, and we're back.
We're back. The story has not been told yet as of this current point in time. But
we already know it. We lived through it.
I don't know all of Vernon's story, though. Vernon has some surprises.
Yeah.
I think he actually picked up a couple of Northern Florida hookers that day.
The only thing I heard was that he was in such a predicament that to get out of it, he would suck dick.
He said that several times.
Yeah. It's almost like he was disappointed that that situation didn't arise.
It might have arised. Like, we don't know. Because he actually, like, before we even took off on the road, he was like, ah, man, if I have to suck some dick to get out of the situation, I so will. Like, he said that. And I was like, Vernon, you got the business card. You have money. Usually that solves things pretty easy.
Just imagine me playing a game. It's like, God, I'm stuck on a boss or something. It's like, Matt, I swear to God, if you just sucked my dick right now, I'd win. And then I just paused and looked at you.
Hey, dude. It's for the Let's Play.
God, man, if you sucked my dick right now with the skill and dexterity... of a Swedish prostitute, then maybe I could beat this boss.
I want to help my friend out. I don't leave my friend high and dry.
Here, I hand you the McGee's golden magnifying glass so you can complete the task.
Where is that little sucker? There he is.
Oh, is he hiding?
Oh, no, he's... Is he hiding? Like, no, he's erect. All right, nope, that's not it. We're... Do you remember there was a South Park episode?
That's just a skin wart.
There's a South Park episode all about how Osama bin Laden has a small dick and they show it. And like every time they show it, like a person, like a character would pop up on screen with a sign that's like, wow, that's a small penis. But yeah, Vernon legit kept saying that all day. He was like, man, I would suck some dick to get out of this situation.
Well, maybe the story he told earlier, technically later.
I'll ask him about it. Yeah. So you guys already know. You guys know the shindig. You know the rundown.
Should I have one more?
You mind if I have one more sip of broth?
Of course. Of course, have your sip of broth, brother.
Shit's good, man. I'm not lying. It's like kind of addicting to drink a little broth here and there.
You do have to eat real meals.
Ryan, it's well supplementary.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Ryan, I'm going on the broth diet. Look at this. This whole thing?
Matt, that is something your body
calories,
does not
dude.
Need.
This whole body, carton is 20 calories.
Your body does not need broth. It needs sustenance, which you are getting.
Which I am holding in my hand right now.
That ain't it.
What do you mean that ain't it?
Man, that ain't it.
Look at this. With one cup of broth, I get 5 whole calories. That'll last me several hours. 1 gram of protein. You're telling me... 4 grams of protein in this entire container is not enough sustenance to get me through the day.
You can eat some grilled chicken and get a shit ton of protein.
Or I could just easily reach into my backpack and pull out my nice box of broth.
You know, broth ain't like water. Or it ain't like eating celery. Or like
it ain't
carrots.
Like water? What's that sound, Ryan? Sounds a lot like water to me.
Sounds like a box of chicken broth.
Which is made out of water.
Which I hope to God you're not, your thought process wasn't, you know, I get full easy and I need to eat better. Chicken sounds, I get filled with chicken too easily. Then you look at chicken broth and you're like, I could just drink it.
Yeah, that was my thought process. Watch me find out that, like, you have to, like, cook broth before eating it. So I'm just giving myself salmonella, like, real quick right now. I've had about half of this chicken broth container.
Does it say cook before use?
That's something I probably should have looked at before I started just chugging this bad boy down. Nothing brings people together like the delicious comfort of a home-cooked meal. Right?
Give me that.
Consumer inquiries. After opening, keep refrigerated and use within 10 days. Do not microwave. No, I think we're good.
Okay, yeah.
I don't see anything. It's pretty fucking good, though.
The lore behind Matthew Watson getting up at 3 in the morning, eating a sleeve of Oreos, and now drinking chicken broth.
Would you prefer that I wake up at 3 a.m. and get myself cavities by munching down Oreos?
You're still going to do that on top of this broth.
And I have a meal of broth.
This broth is your daytime feast.
You say that like that's a bad thing. You say that like with condemning tones in your voice. Like you're condemning me for enjoying some broth.
I just feel like...
I'm a broth head, buddy. Get used to it.
I just feel like you should look after yourself.
What do you think I'm fucking doing right now?
Being a real jackass. I love that face.
You just can't stand to see other people happy. And you know
you're
what it
right.
is?
I'm you're a nihilist. Ryan. I'm a nihilist.
You're more than a nihilist. You're projecting because you're seeing, oh, he's finally taking care of himself. And it makes you upset.
I love taking care of yourself. I like the way you define it. How drinking broth is taking care of yourself. Like you were some fucking
20 calories per box. And God... almost 200% of my daily sodium in this.
As long as you're having your daily vitamins, are you still chewing on those every morning?
Yeah, I took them this morning.
That's good.
I took my vitamins, my little Flintstones gummies.
I recommend eating something other than chicken broth today, though.
No, this is not replacing meals for me. This is just, I saw it this morning, and I was like, yeah, I could use some fucking broth today. Because yesterday, when I was sick in bed, I don't know why, but I woke up and I had this like overwhelming urge to drink broth. So ever since yesterday, I've just had this weird desire. I don't know if it was put in my head subliminally through something or like I had a dream about it. And then I woke up and I was like, I need some broth. But CVS this morning, I saw it and I was like, you know what? This is too good to be true. I got to get it.
You can go to a really good udon place in Little Tokyo and have the best broth of your life.
Or I could sit here and enjoy a conversation with my friend while having the best broth of my life.
Another sip. Yeah, you're going in every like 10 seconds.
It's good, man.
I'm not going to lie.
I thought I would just have a few sips and it'd be all right, but it's pretty fucking good. Like, I don't know. It's like a nice cup of tea.
Of course it's good.
But instead of tea, it's like chicken.
If chicken broth was disgusting, could you imagine how putrid soups would be? Or any type of soup or... chicken meal, for that matter.
I can't get enough soup, man. Soup is so fuck. I had soup for dinner last night.
Would you call that a soup?
This? Like, just the broth?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what classifies as a soup, because, you know, people
miso
argue, like...
Miso soup.
But miso has stuff in it.
Sometimes.
Know? Most of the time, it's got some seaweed, some tofu. People like to say, like, ooh, cereal is soup, technically, which, yeah, I mean, I guess it is, right? It's like a liquid base. There's pieces in it, like chunks. So it's like a cereal soup?
Yeah, for those people, I'd say, yeah, keep doing what you're doing.
Soup, a liquid dish typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables in stock or water.
Nope.
There is also the second definition, a substance or mixture perceived to resemble soup in appearance or consistency. Okay. So I guess cereal's not soup.
No.
Cereal is a liquid dish. But it's not typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables, etc. Well, I don't know. The etc. could cover, you know, like let's say I'm having some Cocoa Puffs. That could be classified under the etc. We need like a fucking soup lawyer in here to really come and break it down for us.
Because someone could come in and make a soup, but it's actually cereal. And they're like, we're not infringing on anything. This is a soup. You have your trademark under cereal. This is clearly a difference of opinion or Ooh. Brand.
Super Mega, the world's first soup lawyers. Soup or Mega.
Hey.
Right? So we can call ourselves Super Mega.
We had a t-shirt called Super Mega.
I forgot, yeah, where we're in a ramen bowl.
It's a really nice t-shirt designed by Don.
Thanks, Don. Finally, you did something good. I'm just kidding, buddy. You know we love you.
Get some rest, Don.
Get some rest, you sweet little fucking baby. Dude. You know what I think it's time for? your favorite part of the podcast?
It's time to grab my phone from the editing room and twirl around, do 3 jumping jacks, and start the ad reads.
Yeah. Can we get, like, wildly out of breath before these ad reads? You want to go do 30 jumping jacks real quick?
I said 3.
Let's do 30. We need the exercise. I'm feeling this broth running through my veins. All right, we're going to do 30 jumping jacks and start the ad read.
Hold on. 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Let's do some ad reads. One of the most important things we do for our health every day besides drinking broth is brushing our teeth. Yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable.
Matt, you have a Quip. I have a Quip. What's one of your great, wonderful experiences with Quip?
True story. I bought like a really nice toothbrush after going to the dentist. They're like, buy this toothbrush. And I bought it and I used it and I was like, that's all right. It's okay. And then I got a Quip and now I only use Quip. And that nice, fancy electronic toothbrush I got is sitting on my counter untouched because Quip gets in my mouth twice a day and has a nice, fun time.
Quip has a lot of fun little features, like sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough on your sensitive gums. And why would people even want this? It's because people brush too fucking hard. Some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive.
Got a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, helping guide a full and even clean. Up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't clean evenly. So that feature's fucking awesome.
It also has a multi-use cover that mounts to your mirror and unmounts to slide over your bristles for on the go. See how I almost said one, but then I changed it to on, so
you
I didn't
did,
have to read it a second time.
You did good.
For on the go brushing, it declutters your sink, your cabinet, and makes traveling with an electric toothbrush easier. You know, Quip doesn't require a clunky charger and runs for 3 months on one charge.
I was wondering that. I was like, how do I charge this thing? When's it gonna run out? Apparently, I got 3 months of charge. And speaking of which, brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. Guys, that's so cheap. For the best toothbrush in the world with those supersonic vibrations that just, they make my mouth feel good. It's one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. None of those fake 5-star reviews like you see online. These are verified.
We love Quip. It treats you like a baby because you are a baby.
They're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals, and it starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/supermega right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush.
That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/supermega. Go and get it today and clean those nasty goddamn yellow motherfuckers that
you'll get them clean if you get Quip. They have different colors to choose from. It's sweet.
I used to smoke. I'm working on getting my teeth extra white.
Extra. I'm trying to get them extra yellow. Just really
some tar on there.
Smear some tar.
Thanks, Quip.
But wait. There's more. Speaking of dental hygiene, if you want your teeth to rot out of your head, what should you put on them?
Honey, you ever buy something online only to find out later you missed a discount?
Yes.
Well, we don't overspend anymore, thanks to Honey. Honey is a free browser add-on that finds us the best deals online. The app magically auto-applies the best deal to my cart at checkout. And Honey finds discounts and coupons across 37,000 sites like Amazon, Sephora, Best Buy, Nordstrom, and more. With Honey, you don't have to worry about missing a deal. Just shop like normal. Honey handles the rest.
Listen, Ryan and I share a personal computer. When we get home, our father allows us 10 minutes of after-school fun on the computer.
That's until mother gets home. Mm. Then we have to keep it quiet.
Yeah, you have to actually unplug the computer because the frequencies from the electric cords are
gives
a little
her
too
headaches.
High for her. Yeah.
Gives her headaches,
but
and she goes a little...
But before she gets home, one of our favorite things to do is shop on the internet. We were overspending every time we'd buy toothpicks, every time we'd buy anything on the internet. But join honey.com/megacast, install it in 2 clicks. Next thing you know, Ryan and I were saving cents here and there, even dollar bills.
Next thing you're gonna tell me is that Honey has saved its 10 million members an average of $28.61. Is that what you're telling me, Matt?
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
Are you also trying to tell me that Honey members have already saved more than $800 million? Not bad for some free,
something that's completely free and takes just two clicks to install!
Yeah, Honey has over 100,000 plus five-star reviews on the Google Chrome Store, and also Time Magazine calls Honey basically free fucking money.
They didn't have the F word in there, but they did say it's basically free money.
That's Time Magazine. You never know. Just join honey.com/megacast. Just do it and get the free add-on. Quick to download, quick to use, and it works in the background, gets you some nice deals so you're not paying upwards of like $800 on your toilet paper.
It's happened.
That's how much people pay for toilet paper, right?
That's how much I pay?
Yeah.
I can't use that single-ply bullshit. People cheap out, dude. I'm going to tell, like, this has always stuck with me. Like, 6 years ago, there was an Ask Reddit thread I saw that was like, what's one thing people cheap out on that's just not worth it? Like, you know, the money that they're saving.
Mm-hmm.
And the top post was, I think, like, toilet paper, because people will, like, cheap out and get, like, single-ply toilet paper. But it's so uncomfortable. It is not worth.
Sometimes it'll get stuck in your anus.
And yeah, and you got to call someone to come get that shit out. When we lived together, I had to do that all the time.
Yeah.
You call me in. You have tears in your eyes. Got to pull that shit out. It's like you need something soft, like a
clown. You needed it for your meals afterwards.
Well, yeah. Mix it with my broth.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, like, you need that triple ply, that quadruple ply. Like, your ass should be treated right, you know? And it's not that much more expensive at the grocery store. It's worth it, guys. If your mom, listen up.
Two assholes with bidets talk to people about what
bidets. I love a bidet.
They're good.
I can't go back.
Ever since I went to Japan, I'm like, I'm gonna buy myself a bidet, and it's worth it because I don't use as much toilet paper.
Listen, guys,
I only use toilet paper now to dab wipe my asshole because it's sparkling clean from being spit shined by the Japan gods of bidet.
We have cleaner assholes than you. And I can confidently say that because we both use bidets on the regular.
Europeans use bidets.
Yeah, well, if you're European, you have a clean asshole. But all you Americans, you guys have gross assholes. And we had gross assholes too, but now they're clean.
Yeah.
And also, before you look, oh, you bougie fucking assholes with bidets, you can get a bidet, like go on Amazon, you can get a pretty cheap one, install it yourself. I did the plumbing all by myself, I set it up, I worked for that shit, and now my asshole is sparkling clean.
I think if some people are going to pay $20 for a movie ticket, then you can pay around $30 to $50 for a thing that sprays your asshole with water.
Absolutely. If your ass is always clean. It really opened my eyes, like, that assholes are just dirty after getting a bidet.
Do we have any bidet brothers or sisters out there?
Come on, bidet brothers.
How clean is your asshole using a bidet? Tell us. Can we be sponsored? Dude, there's a bunch of bidet companies. I'd love to be sponsored by one.
Oh my God.
Give our fans a deal on this clean asshole experience. Therefore, we know that Super Mega fans have the cleanest assholes in the business.
See, that is a bragging point right there. Our fans have the cleanest assholes on the internet. All other YouTube channels?
Bar none.
Their fans have dirty fucking assholes. That's disgusting. Super Mega fans have sparkling pink assholes.
We're going to work for you guys. We're going to make sure we get some sort of bidet sponsorship so we can get you guys a fresh deal on a clean asshole.
We want you guys to have this clean asshole deal. Also, we should only get sponsored by, like, just at, like, asshole bleach. Like a bidet. So it's like every product's like, guys, we're really serious. We're really going in on this. We want our fans to have the nicest assholes. Like some hemorrhoid stuff.
Picture a gardener, but his only job is to take that hose and spray down your asshole. That's what a bidet's job is for.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like you take a shit and then imagine a nice man.
It's an indoor gardener for your asshole.
Or if you're really rich, you could actually just hire
a gardener
to come and like stand with a hose and he's like, master, please bend over. And then he sprays your asshole with a hose.
Some like old fucking Japanese dude?
No, not Japanese. I'm thinking he's like just kind of like a Jeeves type of guy, you know? Like the balding white guy with the tuxedo on. And he has like the white gloves on. In one hand, he has a silver platter.
Like Alfred.
Alfred, yes, exactly. Or the bartender from The Shining, which actually, never mind, you haven't seen.
God, Mr. Clean fucks.
Mr. Clean absolutely fucks. Dude, Mr. Clean is such a fucking daddy.
He's a bull, brother.
Oh, absolutely.
He just fucking tears that shit up.
Like, yeah, I could see Mr. Clean and some fucking Leather Daddy stuff and like a San Francisco club.
There's some nice motion to his ocean, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, he
man.
Just fucking pop, 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 pop. Really.
Little pop.
He's just popping it. There's no like this, like, you know, like, he's not doing like the worm on top of some girl trying to look like this fluid, like, stomach dancing bullshit. He's just going bop, bop. And then he's going to take the girl off and go, that's boring. I need a real challenge. And that's when he goes for that dry anus.
He's going for the dry anus because Mr. Clean ain't fucking with no girls.
He's on New Game Plus difficulty set up to the highest.
When it comes to ass sex. Dude, Mr. Clean could destroy my ass, you know?
Yeah, and you know he's got a clean dick. It's in the
and
name.
A clean ass.
It's
dude.
In the name, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean uses a bidet.
You can't be named Mr. Clean and not smell like a fucking Everblossom.
An Everblossom?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing? That sounds like a cool item in an RPG.
The Everblossom?
Yeah, the Everblossom.
The Everblossom petals.
Mm. Also, I do have to say, like, Mr. Clean has a bidet for sure.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Clean probably has a fucking power washer for his asshole.
He has, like, windshield wipers and sprayers in his ass cheeks.
He got it copyrighted and patented so no one else can have it but him. Just to ensure he has the cleanest asshole in the world. So what episode of Super Megcast did you listen to today, Jimmy? The one where they talked about drinking broth and clean assholes?
Yeah, the one where they admit to putting the pressure on their bidets so hard that water stores in their anus, and then they stop it, and then they can just push the water out for an extra clean asshole.
Well, I don't. You do that?
Every now and then. I'll just spray.
Mine doesn't go that hard.
I'll put the jets in and go, poof, I'm like, whoa! Okay,
your bidet attachment.
And I stop it, and then water just dumps out of my ass.
Your bidet, well, I mean, that's clean, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, otherwise, you're just wiping with toilet
it's
paper.
It's like gargling for my asshole.
Exactly. Like, that's clean, dude. I could, like, confidently smell your ass right now, and it would be beautiful.
The only thing you'd smell was my gooch.
Which can be a little...
Has a history.
It does. But in recent years, I haven't, not once.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while since the true Ryan McGooch smell has seeped its way into your nostrils.
Maybe like a cologne. But, like, your bidet is a lot stronger than mine, and I was at your place, and I was doing my business, and I guess what do you push down on the little lever?
Yeah.
And it sprays the water. I didn't realize that if you push down all the way,
oh, dude.
That's like a fucking pressure wash.
Yeah, dude. It,
and I
goes.
Screamed. I jumped. I was like, let's you know. And it was cold and it scared the shit out of me. It hurt so bad. I'm surprised I wasn't bleeding after that.
Fun tip, if you're at your friend's house and there's a bidet, don't think that pushing down the bidet to test out to be like, how what's the water pressure like? Make sure you're sitting over that sucker because you're going to spray water on their bathroom floors or walls.
I know. Don't
it,
do
it
that,
shoots
guys.
Out. It's high pressured water.
It is.
My bidet, like, there's a female setting on it.
Ooh, so when the ladies come over, mm-mm-mm.
You can wash your gooch with is what I'm going for because it aims for the vag, but I don't got no vag.
Where there should be a vag, there's a gooch. Yeah. A nice, pristine, and clean gooch.
Get a nice wash of the back of my ball sack.
Ooh, yeah, baby, yeah. Sparkling balls.
I hold the tip of my penis open and clean my urethra.
Oh, dude. Jesus Christ. Oh, I did not need to visualize that. I need some fucking broth to make that go away.
Do you need some tissues to make it go away?
Just some broth. I'm going to finish up. Should I just kill this right now? This
no,
broth?
I wouldn't recommend chugging that.
Why? It's healthy. I told you it's fucking healthy, dude. Why are you acting like I'm drinking cyanide over here?
All right. There he goes. Drinking that broth. Yeah, brother. You're actually chugging that shit. Yep. You had like half the carton left. He's still going. Jesus Christ.
Ugh. There was more broth in that box than I anticipated. It felt not as full as it really was. Well, there goes that broth. Hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That is an empty carton of broth. Oh, that was like double your daily amount of sodium you're supposed to have.
Yeah. Isn't good.
No.
But, I mean, I think we all do that, unfortunately.
It tasted pretty good. I'm going to have to go buy some more broth now, man.
Okay. Make sure you're drinking water. Don't get headaches.
There's water in broth, so I'm good.
Nah.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good, Ryan.
I drink water, though.
I drink water,
no,
though.
No, I would.
I would drink water, though.
Yeah.
Cool, dude. You want a trophy for drinking water?
That'd be nice. It would make me probably drink more water, because I should. I almost got a headache last night, like one of those crippling ones, and I felt it coming. I'm like, no, no, no.
Oh.
I just went in, and I drank a shit ton of water, like half a tank of one of those purifying filter things, and like my stomach felt full. But within 5 minutes, or within about a 10-minute period, like everything kind of dissipated, and I was like,
it's nice, it's nice.
Because you just water is your best fucking friend.
Guys, let's do an ad read for water. Like, you got to stay hydrated, man. For real, when I wake up in the morning and I feel like shit, like, there's a noticeable difference on mornings when I don't drink water and mornings when I do. And when I can't wake up, I feel foggy. But, like, if you just fucking chug some water, it's not fun. Chugging water is not fun. But if you just do it, the next hour or two, you're going to feel clear. You're going to feel good. And if you pair that with a clean asshole and some broth, you got yourself one of the best days of your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
Oh, a bidet with broth. That's it.
Dude, have some warm broth hit your asshole.
The one bad thing about this
having
broth,
your gooch smell like curdled broth.
Oh, broth doesn't curdle. There's no cream in it. You have to have some dairy for it to curdle, Ryan.
Yep.
Little facts and logic for you.
Okay, Ben.
We actually do have Ben Shapiro coming on the podcast next week. Don't want to spoil it too much though, but we're doing a debate, something about baby Hitler, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But
we are going to live stream. He said he will be the first Republican pundit to masturbate on the Super Mega Cast.
Yeah.
So
I'm surprised we haven't had more of that at this point, you know? Well, we've actually had offers from different Republicans to come masturbate on the podcast, but something always comes up when they're like, sorry, got busy, can't do it. So I'm excited to have Ben
Shapiro.
This
is just putrid. It's not even funny. Who are these boys? Super mega fucking Christian dumbasses?
They said I was going to come on their podcast and masturbate?
Look, okay, here are my predictions for Game of Thrones.
Prove us wrong, Ben. Come on here and like, wait, if you don't think this is funny, then prove us wrong. Come on our podcast and masturbate. Know what I'm saying, buddy?
You bitch.
Ben,
you won't.
Ben Stroke Piro.
Ben the bitch. That's what I call him. Ben the bitch.
Ooh, fuck, dude.
That's right, Ben. Prove us wrong by coming on the Super Mega Podcast and masturbating for however long it takes you to conclude into a cum climax.
I bet he's going to come on here and not even have a cum climax, because he can't. He can't even get it hard, I bet.
Fucking soy boy Ben over here.
Ooh.
Anyways, Ben, you do you. Our people will be in touch. Just make sure that your shit is clean.
Sure you check those emails, too, because we want to make sure we can have this happen.
Anyways.
Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. We got another episode coming next week, and now we're back from tour. We got more episodes on the way. Sorry again for the lack of uploads recently. We've been busy, but we're hoping that later in 2019 we can really get more of a grind down with our upload schedule.
Yeah.
No promises, though, because, you know, we're two slacking 23 and 24-year-olds.
Just some motherfuckers.
We're just some motherfuckers, dude. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, I figured out, remember, like, I can't remember if it was a podcast or a Let's Play. I was like, we're the motherfuckers who kill motherfuckers, motherfucker. And I was like, what is that from? It's from a Key and Peele sketch where it's like this white, it's like this guy who actually grew up in the streets, and the white director is like, you have to act more like gangster. He's like, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm acting how I usually act. Then they have like this British black dude. He's like, okay, I really like to take it this way. And it's about him being annoyed because, like, I grew up on the streets. I know how this shit goes. But then they're saying, no, that's not how this shit goes. That's okay. The sketch. And that's what it's from.
I'm glad you got that solved.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.